Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Patient Players. It's September 7th of 2019. I am your host man, Jordan, here with my host man number 2.
I'm number 2.
He's number 2 today. We switch off. Usually I'm number 2, but he's player 2 today.
Oh, so you're number 2 but I'm player 2?
No, you're usually See when you started up, then I'm player 2.
You changed it to player, but you said number.
Well,
one of them is
they're
is
interchangeable.
Much, one of them is poop and the other one's not.
One of them is poop and the other one is Luigi.
That's a fair point.
But are
I
they
guess
not
they're
the
more
same?
Similar than I realized.
Are
yeah.
they not one and the same?
Indeed.
Wow, what a week it's been. It's been a freaking Wow. I can't wait to get started. Let's get started. Nintendo.
Let's get started.
Nintendo
had Direct happened.
A Direct this week, and I was very satisfied with it, actually.
Really? Okay.
Yes. I think you said you weren't.
I said no such thing. I had a really good time.
Oh, you know what? It was Keaton that said that.
What?
Keaton was dissatisfied.
There's one announcement that I was going to talk about that I thought Keaton would freak out about.
And what's that?
Well, do you want to just jump right into the Direct, talk about stuff from the middle?
Heck yes, I do.
So I, weirdly enough...
No
I mean,
wasting time today. This has been a huge week for games.
Yeah, well, for Nintendo.
Well, there's... I mean, also... Wait, what?
Sure.
Okay.
So, out of everything in the Direct, I liked a whole lot of it. This wasn't my favorite by any means, but one thing that I was super surprised how much I was excited by, they have a HD Xenoblade remake coming. Xenoblade Chronicles.
Oh, yes, the animes.
Yeah, and I was... What's weird is right before it, or not, I don't know if it was right before, but sometime before it, they were showing Demon X Machina, and I'm not super interested in that game, and I was talking to my wife saying, oh man, like, these games look really good. They have so many good games that are really long, right? They have Fire Emblem, I want to play that. They have Astral Chain, I want to play that. Pokemon's coming out. And I would actually be super interested if they did anything with, like, Xenoblade, because I keep hearing how good those games are. And then they announced an HD remake, and I was like, oh my goodness. I just said that I was interested in this.
Oh, sorry, I was yawning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, sorry.
Is that what that was?
No, see, there's already a lot of animes on my Switch. Not mine particularly, just the Switch.
Just on the Switch?
Yeah. And so explain to me why that's a big deal.
Xenoblade? Because...
Yeah.
Because it's a good video game, and it came out on the Wii, and it looked like butt because it was on the Wii.
The original Wii?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And then the sequel came out on the Wii U, and it was good, and people liked it, but it's not the one that's on the Switch. Oh, the original one already got remade once and put on the 3DS, but only the new 3DS. It was the only game that required the new 3DS hardware because it was technologically difficult.
I see.
So, technically, I could have played it on my new 3DS back in the day, but I think it looked really good in that trailer. I saw the next day someone posted a screenshot comparing the opening cutscene that they showed in the trailer to the original Wii opening cutscene, and it was comically bad on the Wii. It was so gross looking, and it looked really good on the Switch, so I thought that was exciting. And I looked up some people's opinions about the first versus the second game online. And people were saying it was kind of a mixed bag. It seems like most people have only played the second one. A lot of people remember the first one fondly if they have played it, and a lot of people are really excited to go back and try the first one. And so I think that would be a good place for me to jump in if I'm willing to commit the time to it. But I'll probably wait on it from its original launch, wait for some sort of deal with the, you know, being patient and having enough to play already.
Yeah, being patient. Have they said what the frame rate is going to be yet?
No, they didn't say anything like that. They just showed off some trailers.
Oh, okay. So hopefully it's beautiful and fast.
So you're telling me Keaton was disappointed even though there's an HD Xenoblade remake coming out?
Yes. And honestly, it's probably because he owned it on the DS.
Okay.
Like, I'm just assuming that. But,
okay.
In fact, I'm going back to find his message now to see what his exact wordings were.
What else was he expecting from that Direct?
There we go. I said, Keaton, did you watch the Direct? He said, yes. And I said, in all caps, "Are you not moist?" And he goes, "Meh, not a lot of stuff that I care about." I can't keep reading the text without just spoiling like all of our show notes. redacted. Animal Crossing looks good still.
Yeah.
Redacted. But I can't really think of much else that was exciting.
Okay. Huh.
So, I mean, he does mention the things that excite me.
Yeah, but... like, that's weird to me. I thought I was Xenoblade and with Animal Crossing and, like, what else
Animal Crossing from Nintendo? Was probably, in my opinion, the worst part of the whole Direct.
Really? Why?
Yes. They gave us absolutely nothing new. It was basically just a rehash of what they gave us months ago at E3.
See, I had forgotten half of that stuff, so I got really excited again. I was like, you can vault over the river. You can plant trees. You can put furniture outside. And I was like, Marianne just kept looking at me and being, we already knew that.
Yeah, not one single, it was like a super long video too, like 6 minutes long, I think. Or maybe
it was
not.
Pretty long.
But not a single new like tidbit, not even like new furniture. I mean, like, okay, take it back. They showed the plane. So.
What plane?
The plane that you fly in on to the
island. Oh, okay.
Because, you know, in the old versions, you had a train. But this one, it's going to be a plane.
So here's what I am wondering. I like Animal Crossing, and I played a lot of the 3DS version, New Leaf, with you and with Marianne. But a lot of it was just me spending time with you guys online. And I kind of fall off from those games really fast. And Marianne is super excited about the game. So what I'm wondering is if I would be better off making a character on her island, on her copy of the game, and then I can play it when I really want to, and the town won't go to crap when I don't play it because she's playing it. And then they showed, and I don't know if they had showed this before, but they did show in this trailer that you could have two players that live on the same island play simultaneously.
Yep, they've shown that.
Oh, I didn't know they showed that, but... That was cool for me to see because it made me think, you know what, like I don't really want to, like, with all these other Switch games coming out, and generally speaking I have to really want a game to pay full price for it. I was kind of hesitating to think I would just jump in and buy Animal Crossing and play it for a few weeks and just never touch it again like I have with some of the other Animal Crossings. But if I could join Marianne whenever she wants to play and we could do stuff together and I could join you guys, though, being that it's Nintendo, I can only imagine that, like, they have some weird thing where online I can't play with her and her also be online.
Yeah.
Some weird, stupid restriction like that.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, you probably can't. It's probably one person per online visit.
That's so stupid.
Most likely. But okay. even the local split screen, not, I'm sorry, the local multiplayer.
Yeah.
I was excited at first, and then they force you to both stay on the same screen, and
well, yeah,
if like someone walks off, then they do, like, get dragged back on. So I think that was pretty goofy. Also, is Marianne planning on getting the downloadable version, I assume, so she can be sure she has it everywhere?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask her that.
Because in that case, you could just borrow her physical copy of it, you know?
Yeah,
and that's a different save.
True. Well, but then we couldn't play it together. Right? Like, that's the whole point, is that I'd want to play it with her and with you.
Just have a separate person on her island specifically for playing with her.
Yeah, exactly. I would just be her lazy husband who sleeps in his tent all day and then comes out, and I would just be the beach hobo. It would be great.
Just like in real life.
Yeah, just like in real life. I'm recording this from my beach tent right now.
Nice. How's the weather at the beach?
I don't know. I haven't left my tent.
Okay, so
we've talked about what disappointed Keaton. What did you like?
Well, Overwatch was, I mean, it was
Overwatch for Switch.
Yeah, it was. It had been leaked like days before, thanks to a Nintendo Switch Overwatch carrying case on Amazon, which is a crazy thing to leak it, but I mean, what are you gonna do?
It's not the first time that third-party peripherals have leaked a game on Switch.
Exactly. So that's exciting. I didn't really care, because, I mean, I play Overwatch on PC, and I've spent a lot of money in loot boxes, so I would just lose all my skins, because, of course, it doesn't have skin crossplay, which would be so freaking easy. But So that's a thing. But however,
you know why, right?
Why?
Well, because a platform holder wouldn't want microtransactions from another platform coming on, because then they're making less money.
No, that's just Sony. Literally everyone else allows that.
Okay.
Yep.
Apparently not Nintendo.
Yeah, apparently not. Well, I think it could also be Blizzard just wanting more loot box sales, you know, because if everyone transferred their skins over, then they don't have a reason to buy loot boxes.
I mean, they'd have the same reason they would on the current platform as far as whenever new skins come out or something like that. But yeah, I see your point.
So, whatever. I wasn't interested. But it would be fun to play against some people who don't know how to play the game.
That is true. To me, it's like, it's the perfect game to not have on Switch, because the idea of, oh, this game would be great on Switch, to me means I'd love to have this game with me anywhere, be able to just pull it out for 10 minutes and put it to sleep again, and be able to pick up exactly where I left off. And that sounds great for most games. Overwatch, I want to play with friends online, and I want to play through a whole match. I can't just pause a match, right? So it's like, you can't just put it to sleep like you can with most other single-player games.
Well, you totally could. Just,
it wouldn't work quite in your favor.
You just get kicked out of the match. You just get exactly banned. The game starts to ban you from leaving too much.
Exactly. And then also, you can't just like pull it out in a car ride and play it for 10 minutes. Like, right? You need an internet connection. And I mean, I guess a lot of people play it on their own, and I do play Overwatch on my own occasionally, but most of the time it's with you guys. And whenever we all have time to sit down and play games, I should just go sit on my computer. Like, it seems really cool that Overwatch is on Switch, and there's a whole bunch of people that are going to get a chance to play it that wouldn't have had a chance otherwise, and that's awesome. But I really don't think this is for me at all.
I mean, same. Maybe if it goes on sale. If it gets down to like $20, I honestly probably will, but it's 40, which is still a really great price for...
It comes out pretty soon, right?
I thought it was October.
Because to me, like, if, you know, another few weeks from now, they're like, oh, boom, you thought Overwatch Switch was just going to be Overwatch. Surprise, there's actually a bunch of single-player content. Like, that might be worth it to me. In the same way that Splatoon was a online multiplayer game, but there was still single player that I could play if I was in the car or something. It seems really odd to me that there's nothing you can do. Like, you can play against AI, but even then, don't you connect to a server to play against AI? Is there literally nothing you could do?
Yeah, there's literally nothing
without internet.
Which is why, with every purchase of the game, this may be pre-order only, but with every purchase of the game, you get 3 months of Nintendo Online.
Oh, and because, it requires the online subscription.
Yeah, because you literally cannot play the game without a subscription.
Wow. Yeah, it Overwatch is an amazing video game. It's the game I've played the most in the last 3 years, whenever it's been out, but it does not seem like a good fit on Switch. I'm really surprised they're doing this.
Well, people play their Switch in docked mode with their...
Oh yeah.
I mean, where else do you use the Pro Controller?
I mean, I used it when I was playing Dark Souls and stuff like that, but yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like in docked mode you use it, because you can't really use the Pro Controller like on the go unless you're really dedicated.
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. I think that there's plenty of people that are going to like it. I think that the vast majority of people that I know that have a Switch play it on the go. That's just me and my circle. Like, there's a whole bunch of other people that never undock their Switch. It's just a Nintendo console for them. And like, that makes sense, I guess.
Interesting. But what fools. They do not know what they have.
They know not. They know not what the Switch is capable of, even though it's in the name.
But you know what else it is capable of?
What else is it capable of?
It's capable of playing SNES games now.
Whoa, who would have thought you could emulate old video games?
Da-na-na, da-na-na-na-na-na. Easy emulation unlocked.
Sure.
So they released this on a few days ago. They just dropped it the day after the Direct. Like 12 in SNES games.
Yeah.
All with Rewind compatibility. Some of them are pretty good selections, too.
Yeah, I was seriously thinking about going back and doing Link to the Past, because that game is really well regarded and a lot of people love it. And I've played Super Mario World once before, but that would be fun to go back and do it.
That is my childhood Mario game. I booted it up and I played for a few levels. It's good stuff.
Nice.
And you get
video game.
All these great games, do you have your fan on?
No, why?
Oh, I just heard a major influx of fan noise.
Did I maybe breathe on the microphone or something? I don't know.
Okay, anyways. Well, oh, shoot. What was I saying? I totally lost my train of thought.
You were for the amazing low price of being oh, a part yeah, of the online service.
Some people expected them to raise the subscription price for Nintendo Online.
Yeah.
But no, it's still the low price of 20 a year?
Or less if you family plan.
Or if you use a family plan. We're paying like, what, like $250 at this point per person.
Maybe not that low, but it's...
It's pretty low.
It's like $4 or $5 a person.
I thought we're up to like 8 people.
8 people would be the max. I think we're at like 5 or 6 and then we're about to add a 7th, I think.
Ah, I see, I see.
So that'll be like 4 or 5 first. Some people got charged like $2 this year because they joined so late, but yeah, generally speaking...
Are you saying you charge them more because you're like, sorry, there's a late fee to joining our family?
No, I was saying I charge them less because they didn't get a full year out of their payment.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
You see, in this family, we come on time, okay?
Yes. You come late, you pay the price.
The price is 57 cents.
You buy Switch when it come out or die.
Or die. Now join my Overwatch team.
Okay. So SNES, that's exciting. Hopefully,
yes.
This is a good step in the right direction for them adding GameCube games one day.
That'd be cool.
That
is really far away.
That is very cool. Far away, because they have said that they won't do it. But I think they also said they wouldn't do this.
Well, they added a bunch of... or they had a bunch of stuff on the N64 with the N64 Doom. That was funny to me. They brought the Nintendo 64 version of Doom to the Switch.
That's...
They just brought the original version of Doom 1 and 2 onto the Switch recently.
Yeah, I didn't think Doom was a big deal, but I read some more about online, and apparently this is the first time it's available somewhere else.
Yeah. They said that during the Direct. They said it was the first time the N64 version is available anywhere else.
Well, I was at a loud coffee shop, so I didn't hear that. Also, the SNES game, like, Rocket Racers, Racer Fix-It, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. They also said that. They were like, this game is the first time it's available anywhere else.
Yeah.
I was like, I've never heard of this game.
I haven't either, but weird. I've seen, like, a ton of hype for it. So apparently people wanted it. What is it called? Racers something? I don't know.
There is a surprising amount in the Direct that was...
Stunt
oh,
Race
by the way,
FX.
There's this... Oh, sorry, it's FX. There's this thing going on, and it's available right now. That happened with the SNES. That happened with...
Well, SNES took a day.
Oh, sure. Well, by the time I saw it, which was a day or two later, it was already out, so I guess I'm biased to being patient, right?
I had to be patient for a whole day.
And they... announced the release date for Banjo for Smash, and the release date was that very moment. There was Banjo.
That blew me away. Oh, my word. I was sitting there, like, scrunched around my phone at our local coffee shop waiting for my friends to arrive. And uh-huh. I was like, oh, yeah, good. It's Banjo, they're finally going to release the release date. And it's, like, freaking right now. And I was like,
And then, did you watch any of the post video where Sakurai walked through, like, playing Banjo?
I did later when I got home, so I could actually listen to it.
Okay, well, what were you about to say?
I don't know. It's gone now.
Oh, I'm sorry. I stole it.
No, you didn't steal it. It'd be okay if you stole it, because then you could say it for me. But instead, kind of whisked it away.
I took it and destroyed it. Just like your hopes and dreams.
Well, I mean, you're not wrong.
It's all my fault. I really like Banjo. I played him a bunch this week. I just been practicing against the CPU. I haven't gone online or anything. I don't generally do online, but man, he's so much fun.
He is. I also thought the same thing. I had to wait like a good hour at the coffee shop for them to actually release the patch. But then my friends showed up and we did the Switch thing where we sat on the table and had two Joy-Cons. And I like that he's not like super complicated. I know a lot of people like super complicated characters, DLC characters, but he's really just, he's not, and I like that a lot because it allows me to play him. Like, yeah. I don't even touch Hero at all. I touched him a few times, and I was like, I can't memorize all 26 of his, like, down B menu options.
He's still good without down B, so I would suggest you try him because he's still fun, but yeah.
And just ignore, like, one of his main abilities?
Yeah, I mean, his other abilities are all really good. Like, his aerial moves and just his neutral game is really good, and then the other special attacks, like the side B where you can, like, charge up the lightning and the fireball, those are all really, really good.
Interesting.
I know a lot of people that just use the down B as just, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just going to hit the first thing that pops up and see what happens.
See, that would be me, and I know it would be suicide every time. Or kamikaze.
Yeah, you would get to, like, that clutch moment, you'd pull it out, you'd just explode and kill yourself.
Does kamikaze hurt the enemies?
Oh, yeah, a ton. It's a very powerful explosion.
Okay, I would hope so.
Yep.
Yep.
Banjo's really, really fun. I like his grenade poop, and if you play Smash Bros., you should look at Banjo. He's very fun. His music is great. I played Banjo-Tooie a bunch when I was growing up, so I love the music and the stage and all the characters and things like that.
Get him today for the low price of $5.99. If you don't want to do that, pay for the full one and get all the characters. Hey, speaking of characters, guess what else they did?
What else? What else did they do?
I don't remember his name.
Oh, there was another guy for SNK Fighting Game. I don't really know anything about him, so I wouldn't talk about him very much. Okay. I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah, so but Smash got its four out of fifth character released or announced.
Yeah.
And he's from, what game did you say he was from?
I think on screen it said, like, Fatal Fight or something.
Fatal Flame? Fatal Fury?
Fatal Fury? I don't know. I should know, but I don't. It's a SNK property is all I know. They make fighting games. Except people like them.
Fatal Frame. Anyways, yeah, we had no idea who he is, but there you go. There's the fourth person.
Yeah. So they got one more, and then they announced they're going to do more fighters after the pack is over.
Yes. I'm so happy. More money to give to them.
For Smash Bros.
Yeah. Like, dude, we're going to end up spending, like, over $100 on the game and the DLC pass, and I assume you're going to get the second DLC pass.
Probably. I'm still liking the game a lot.
Yeah, it's great.
I spent way too much money on the 3DS version because I also bought it for Marion as a gift.
Ah.
Before we went on a road trip because I wanted to play it with her, so it was a little bit selfish. But she liked it, and we played a ton of that.
Good.
So.
Good. Good stuff.
But real quick, can we talk about the most important announcement of the entire Nintendo Direct real quick?
Yes.
Divinity 2 on Switch! Oh my gosh!
Wait, so does this mean you're going to buy it? I really didn't think you were going to buy it, but hearing you talk about it now...
I'm almost definitely going to buy it. Well, for one reason, and it was a reason that you didn't actually catch in the Direct, but I had told you about later.
Yes, that isn't true.
That they are doing cloud save syncing between the Steam and the Switch, because I have not beaten Divinity 2 yet, and I still play it with Marion. And so, rather than sitting down at the computer for 3 hours and playing Divinity, we could just boot up our exact same campaign from where we're at with our same characters on the Switch from anywhere. And that is incredible to me.
Is it cross-save, or do you, like, have to transfer your save over?
I don't remember the exact wording. I think it just said cross-save, Steam, Switch, cloud saves.
Interesting. Well, it's out now, so I wonder if... I'm sure someone online could answer that question.
Did that also release immediately? I thought that had a release date.
No, it did. It's out.
I didn't actually know that. I was so freaking out about the cloud saves, I didn't even see the release date. That's okay, crazy.
Well, maybe... Hold on. Don't trust me yet.
Okay.
Because my browser's not working. And so I can't confirm my information. And also, should it's asking I look it up for my quick? Age. Oh, yes, it is out. For the price of $50, you too can go home and download Divinity Original Sin 2 on your Nintendo Switch.
That is a tough decision as far as the whole idea of being a patient player, right? But I think...
Have we talked about this game on the show before?
I don't think so. Maybe we briefly mentioned it as far as something that we used to play.
Okay. Well, for those of you who don't know, Divinity 2... I feel like we did. It's like a D&D-esque adventure RPG. top down.
The genre is actually called computer RPG or CRPG.
Oh.
Like old Baldur's Gate games were like this. Divinity's known for these kind of games.
Yeah, so Divinity has a fantastic story, fantastic characters, fantastic gameplay. Everything about it is amazing. I've played it for over 200 hours on PC with my buds, with myself, getting all the achievements.
Yeah.
So I will not be getting it on Switch because I am done with it after 200 hours. However, wow, if you have not played it, Switch seems like an amazing place to play it.
Yeah, what I'm looking forward to is generally I want to experience the story the first time through with Marion. And so we have a campaign where it's just us two playing and we're past Act 1. There's three acts of the game, so I'm into Act 2 a little bit. But we are just having fun playing through the game. And then if I want to play the game without her, I have like a backup save that I'm making sure I don't go past it on, right? But if I had the game on Switch, I could pull that out and play it anywhere, even if she's not there or even without the even without internet connection. So I'm really looking forward to it. I don't know if I'm going to buy it full price. I might wait on it because we've been talking even in the last 3 weeks about, hey, you know what? We should go back and play some more Divinity. That's actually come out probably 4 or 5 times. Since
that's funny timing then for them to release that.
Yeah, that came out and me and her just looked at each other. We were like, whoa, this is gonna be amazing. Maybe we'll actually start playing it again.
It's good stuff.
Yep.
Very remember good. When we bought it to all play together and then I was not patient at all. Neither was Kyle.
I do remember that. Kyle had already beaten the game several times, but then you were like, hey, do you mind if I just like play it on my own?
Hey,
and
this
then you
game
played
is
it for
great.
Like 80 hours straight and did not wait for us at all.
And do I regret that? No, because you still haven't beaten Act 2.
Also, we stopped. Never mind. I'm not going to go
yeah,
into it.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wanted to keep playing because we were taking too long to play it. So yeah. I think I've beaten it like 3 or 4 times by now.
I think we would have been more consistent in playing it as a group.
I don't think so at all. Now that we're doing D&D on Sunday nights, like, that was our one consistent night to get together.
Oh, I'm saying we would have kept doing it on Sunday nights, I think, until we had beaten the game.
Ah.
Is how I imagine that going. But yeah, that happened.
No regrets.
Game already. No regrets. Divinity's a good game. I'm looking forward to playing it with her still. But, so I did maybe lie a little bit about Divinity being the most important announcement of all of the Nintendo Direct, because the real most important announcement was obviously that there's a new Pokemon that is a ghost in a teapot, and it's called Poltegeist.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's called Poltegeist.
I'm
it's a teapot
so
ghost.
Happy you put that on there. Like, I thought, I was like, do I want to mention the teacup? And I like decided against it, and I chose wrong. I'm sorry, but I'm so glad that you chose correctly.
Oh, how could they do this? They made a teapot ghost Pokemon.
Wait, are you upset about this?
No, I'm just astounded.
Okay, good. And did you notice you can drink it?
Yes.
Drink your Pokemon.
Was that just the description of the Pokemon, or was that an actual action you could take in the game?
No, I thought they said you could actually, like as soon as it like learns to love you, it can.
I was wondering if that was like a Pokédex entry where it's like, oh yes, when this Pokemon is very close to its trainer, you may be able to drink the tea. Which is kind of creepy.
Now I need to know the answer to this.
I don't know if I need ghost tea in my life.
But I what?
So with everything else they showed about Pokemon, like camping and cooking a pot of soup while you're camping, maybe you can't just drink the tea. I don't know anymore.
They had a lot of extra stuff in that. Like, that was, you know, when Smash Bros. Was still not out yet, and they're like,
yeah.
Oh, look, you can do this. You can take your little mans on a little adventure. And everyone was like, wow, this is so extra and really cool. And no one asked for this, but yet here it is. That's how I felt when they were like, you can cook with your Pokemon. And
you mean like whenever they said that you could put your Switch to sleep and use it as an MP3 player for Smash Bros. Music.
I forgot you could do that.
Yeah, that's a fun thing that you can do. But yes, the extras. There was a lot of extras when it came to Pokemon.
And that's great. And I totally forgot you could use your MP3, your Switch, as an MP3 player. I'll be doing that to listen to Megalovania a lot, I bet.
Oh, did they add that? I forgot they added the tracks for Undertale as well as the Sans costume.
Yeah. Sans in Smash Bros. He did it, but he's only a costume. So,
but he's still there. He's still there in spirit.
Best of both worlds, I guess. So people can't complain that he's there, but they can't complain that he's not there.
Nintendo's just covering all their bases.
Exactly. And also the music is amazing. It's like it's not like a just like a rip out of the game. Like they kind of like altered it to fit Smash.
Do you know what stages that plays on?
No, you have to buy it with the skin, and then I don't think it like goes into any stages. I think you can just choose it as a stage song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm still trying to find if you can drink this Pokemon. Like, this is very important to me.
It's critical to your...
Like, if you can actually drink it in the game, this is what I want to do. I want to drink my Pokemons.
Well, while you're doing that, I'm going to give a quick shout-out for our patient players out there interested in getting the best bang for their buck. Anybody heads over to the Epic Games Store this week is going to be able to pick up Abzu, which is the game by... I think it's called That Game Company. Is that the right one? They make Journey and Flower.
Oh, yeah. It's like a really pretty underwater... Like, I don't know if anyone knows Flower on PS3. I think Flower is also like... Oh, Journey's also good. Journey's on PC now, too. So go get Journey.
Journey's amazing. Journey's one of my favorite games that I've played in like a single sitting. It's super duper fun. And just really cool and really beautiful. The music's awesome. I listen to it at work all the time. But Abzu is kind of like Journey, except you're underwater. I have not played it yet. I now own it for free because of Epic. And also The End Is Nigh, which is... That's a platformer by one of the two guys who made Super Meat Boy, right?
Is that true? Is that so?
I'm almost positive that's true, but I'm going to check the Epic Games Store to look at it. I have not played either of these games, so these are good games for me to get for free from Epic Games.
I haven't either, and I remember seeing The End Is Nigh and thinking, oh, this looks a lot like Super Meat Boy.
It's not like made by style. The same development company, because I think the two guys who made Team Meat split up, but it is made by one of those two guys. I'm pretty sure that's the case, but I have not fact-checked that entire story.
Okay, cool. Well, there you go. And that's your homework for tonight.
And then additionally, for anyone with a PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation Network, you can go out and snag the month's free copy of Batman Arkham Knight and of Darksiders 3.
Darksiders 3?
Yeah, I realize I haven't been talking about the PlayStation games on the podcast because I don't really think about them. I haven't found one that I've wanted to play much. But, I mean, most of the games that I've gotten for free on there, I have just not been super interested in, or I already owned on PC, like Hitman or something like that. But I did get those two games last night, and I'm really looking forward to playing Batman Arkham Knight. I never played Origins or Knight. I did play City and Asylum, and man, City is one of my favorite games, so I am looking forward to...
Wait, there's three of them?
The Arkham games?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, there's four. There's Arkham Asylum.
There's four? Oh my goodness.
Arkham Asylum and Arkham City are the two that I've played, and then those are two out of the trilogy. Another developer made a prequel called Arkham Origins, which is not part of the trilogy, and generally I think that's people's least favorite, but it's still an Arkham game. People still liked it, I think. Never played it, but then they finished the trilogy with Arkham Knight, which is the one that is free right now. So I'm looking forward to playing that one. That's the one where you get the car, the Batmobile.
Wow, I know nothing about these games. I didn't know there was a car.
It's the first two. Really, really fun. I would suggest that you go play it.
Nice. Good thing I am a loyal subscriber to PlayStation Plus, and that's probably honestly going to end soon. Wait, was it this year that you got Bloodborne?
Yeah, it was a birthday present from you that I got the online, which was in March.
And that was when we both got PS Plus, right?
I don't know if you already had it. I think you already had it, but you bought it a year for me.
I bought it so we could play Bloodborne also.
Oh, okay. Which we should go back and play some more Bloodborne at some point.
Oh, Bloodborne is so good.
Bloodborne's really good.
So I just picked up Arkham Knight and Darksiders 3.
Congratulations.
Yay.
So that's our little shout out for free games for the week. Did you find out if you can drink the Pokemon?
I couldn't find it anywhere.
I don't think you can drink the Pokemon. I think that's just a silly description.
No, I want to take a sip.
All right, so that's the Nintendo news. Those are the free games. What have you actually been playing this week?
I don't know what you've been playing this week.
I've been playing Overwatch.
Really?
Yeah, we played it twice this week.
We did?
Oh, me and Marianne played it. I don't know if you were there. We played Roll Queue. Roll Queue is expanded out into Quick Play.
Yeah, because I was out of town, remember?
That's right.
Both times you played it, you were Yeah, I was out of town. Yes.
Yeah, but they have Roll Queue and Quick Play. And I played a bunch of tank because Marianne wanted to play support, and I got bonus XP for tank. And that's all I did. So I played a lot of D.Va and Sigma and a little bit of Roadhog. And it's very weird being like, okay, I'm kind of tired of playing Roadhog and then opening up the hero selection menu. And they didn't take away all of the hero icons. Mm-hmm. They just grayed them all out, which I think was a poor UI decision.
Yeah, but, I agree.
So you just have like seven choices over in the corner. And I'm like, I literally can't switch to something else. It was a weird feeling, but I did like knowing what I was getting into. Just this idea of, okay, I'm going to click on tank and I know that I want to play D.Va or Hammond or Reinhardt or something like that. And I'm not disappointed when I can't play the characters that I wanted to play. So our damage did bad and we lost a lot. So that hasn't changed. And I realized in my head I was associating roll queue with that changing. And I realized that that's not going to change. The damage is still going to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But I was getting gold damage as D.Va pretty often, so I felt good about that.
Oh, good. Or feel bad about that.
I think Sigma and D.Va are my two favorite tanks right now.
Okay, but wait. When the match ends, does it just always kick you back to the menu now?
No, you go on to the next map.
And you don't get to re-queue up?
No, I mean, if you want to change queue, if you want to change roles, you back out to the menu.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So you're definitely siloed away into the air. You can't, like, between rounds be like, hey, you want to switch damage for tank with me? You just stay what you picked.
Interesting. So I guess the easy way around that is just queue up as all three at the same time, and then you'll be changing between rounds.
No, I don't even think you can switch with your teammates, because each person queues for what they want.
But you can choose all three, right?
Oh, I don't know.
I bet you could choose, when you choose which one you want, just choose all three, and then as the rounds keep going, it'll be like, oh, this person wanted to be all three, so.
See, I haven't played it on my own yet. I've only played it with Marianne in a party, and when you are in a party, it pops up slots for each of you, and you click which one you want to slot yourself into, and then you just stay there. There wasn't an interface button that would have allowed me to pick a second slot. I don't know how that works when you're solo.
Okay. Well, good to know, I suppose.
Yeah. It was fun. And we tried with me queuing as damage, and we were in like a 3-minute queue. And I was like, I'd rather just play D.Va. And I switched over to tank.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of people playing damage, as usual.
Yep. Oh, so they have now, if you've played Overwatch, they added this role queue where you can only take heroes in the category that you've queued up as, but they've released a new arcade mode called Classic Quick Play, which allows you to play the old way where you can pick any heroes, and they've kind of made it the way it used to be before roll queue. However, it's not true classic quick play. It's not the way the game first came out. It just is without roll queue, so that's silly. But what that means is me, Marianne, and Jordan last night were looking at some old videos that we took of us playing Overwatch in like the first few months the game was out. Oh my gosh, has that game changed?
Big changes.
We were looking through that. Yeah, like
there were times where I legitimately
two tracers.
Two tracers.
What were you saying?
No, yeah, you.
Okay. There were time when there were two tracers at once, and it was just a normal thing to be like, oh yeah, I'm killing these tracers because there was no hero limit. And all the abilities are different. Like, you were saying you didn't know some of them, right, Jordan?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I legitimately had forgotten some of the abilities that they had back then. That was two years ago.
Yeah. That's crazy. Just because of how different and how much they've changed them, right?
Yes.
With the different reworks.
I really hope, I would love, you know what, with the ability to make custom games, I bet someone out there has made a pretty like close version of how it used to be. Or I bet someone could do that.
I'm wondering why they wouldn't do that as just a fun arcade mode, but I wonder if there are game mechanics and assets that they've removed from the game that they'd have to put back in.
But you can do that with custom games. You know, people put in like little red targets and big bubbles and stuff. It would look bad, but you could have just like symmetrics. Oh no. Like what else? I'm trying to think. What have they removed?
Well, at one point Symmetra had the shield she could throw with E, but that was one of her first reworks. That wasn't original.
Right.
Torbjorn had a level 1 and level 3 turret in addition to
his turrets.
The armor packs that got thrown out, the whole mechanic where Torbjorn collects scrap, that's all been changed. Reaper did not have self-heal. He ate the globes.
Oh my word, the globes! I forgot about the globes. He still has a spray of the globes.
I'm trying to even remember what else. There are big changes to mechanics, right? Like soldiers' accuracy used to be a lot lower. McCree's accuracy and damage falloff used to be a lot. Or his damage falloff was lower, his accuracy was higher.
D.Va's ult used to kill herself.
Yep, Junkrat's bombs used to hurt him.
Yeah, I think his bomb would also. So he would like jump in, you know, like those play the games where he'd jump in, ult, with the and tire. Kill himself and the whole team.
Yeah. Dang, they've made some crazy changes to that game, and I'm really curious if they're ever going to give us similar to, you know, classic World of Warcraft, if we're going to get classic Overwatch with just the starting heroes and all those abilities that have been changed.
That would be so much fun.
I think there have been more good changes to the game than bad, but as a collective whole, the good changes stack up to create really weird metas that I don't know if they're as fun as the old ones. Like all the shield characters and the shutdown stuns and Brigitte and Sigma rocks and stuff. It's a very different game strategically. I think it was a lot crazier originally when you had like a bunch of the same character running around and
definitely.
I think it's calmed down in the madness of it. It's now way more strategic.
Yep. So speaking of shooters.
Okay.
We've been shooting some trees this week.
Some tree people, yes. Some treemen. We've been doing a lot of shooting.
I think we were up till 1 last night. 1 or 2.
Yeah.
Pretty late. Playing Remnant from the Ashes.
I bought it. We were talking about it for the last few weeks.
We bought it again. I bought it again.
You bought it again. I bought it for the first time. I am really enjoying it the way I thought I would. I like it a lot.
And you said it's almost more fun with just one player?
Yeah. So my experience was I started playing the game and you joined me immediately and I picked the mid-range ex-cultist character pistol and like a mid-range shotgun. And I was having fun with it. Kyle joined. He's beaten the whole game. And he was trying his very best to not show us where all the secrets were, failing sometimes, but he was doing a pretty good job, and we love him for it. And, it was just a silly, fun game with friends time. Like, right when we start warping to the next zone, you're all, like, crouch spamming and shooting each other and being silly, and I'm trying to,
friendly fire is a great creation.
I'm reading dialogue about, like, people dying on a computer monitor and you're in the background, like, doing a Russian dance or something. So it was just a silly, fun game time. And then we stopped playing a few nights ago, and then yesterday or 2 days ago I wanted to play, but you weren't available, so I was just playing on my own, and I made a new character. I made the long-ranged, low-armor character that used a rifle, and it was just by myself. So if I lose all my health instead of getting helped back up by a friend, I'm just down. And it was quiet. I was on my own. I was able to like take my time and read through some of the dialogue and really get into the atmosphere of it. And by the time I finished the tutorial and I actually entered the main world and there were these monsters, I was way more involved in the world, and I was sneaking around and kind of picking them off from afar with my rifle and trying not to let them get too close and finding cool loot. And I was taking my time. It was just a lot more immersive. There weren't silly shenanigans going on, which are okay for what they're worth. But like in that moment, it was a very different feel to the game. It felt I was so much more invested in it and having like a lone survivor type of feel to it. And then I got to the dungeon with the boss fight, and it was so hard to stay alive because I had to just depend on myself. And so I had to really strategize. Okay, when he charges, I've got to dodge here. I've got to make sure that these additional little like gas puff enemies are are not getting to me, and I nearly died against the boss, and I would have just been completely dead. Whereas when we played against the boss, you know, I went down two or three times. Everyone went down two or three times, but we were all able to help each other back up and win. And so,
is something truly hard if you beat it on your first try, though?
I think it is.
Okay. But because not hard enough.
Something can be difficult and you succeed in executing on it versus something that is simple, but you just fail to do it right and you die.
Fascinating.
So, and then we got back on, and I think it was, honestly, I think it was a good mix of the two when we played last night, because I went back to using the long-range weapons instead of the mid-range ones I had on my first character, but I was still playing my first character, I just switched weapons. I was having way more fun with that. We got to a new zone that finally looks different than the burned-out city. A bunch of cool story stuff yes. happened, and just you and me going through there, it did feel like we were buddies taking on the world, and there we were still able to act silly, but it didn't take me out of it as much as when all three of us were goofing around.
Yeah, so. And we fought a big Cthulhu tree man, and I guess that was kind of hard.
And we beat it first really try. Hard. Yeah,
that was fun.
That was really fun. I'm looking forward to playing more Remnant. I suggest it to people who like that kind of game.
Me too. I hope it lasts a long time. Oh, imagine the DLC I'm sure they're going to make for it with how popular it's been.
Yeah, you'll get some cool new dungeons and stuff like that.
That's exciting.
Did you know that this was the game I was most excited for coming out of the PC press conference during E3?
No, I didn't. I forgot that it was at E3.
Yeah, it came on. I was like, I've never heard of this game. It looks really fun. It looks really cool. I'm digging it. I want to know more. And then it had like the most generic name of all time, Remnant. And I was telling Marion, I was like, I need to pay attention when that comes out. I'm really looking forward to it. And then it came out and hit number one selling on Steam almost instantly. I was super excited.
Nice. I'm still waiting for that Terraria DLC or update.
I suppose. The Journey's End or whatever it's called.
Yeah. I think it's still a far ways off, which I wish they hadn't announced it. Because
what you're telling me is it's the perfect time for me to get into Terraria because everything is ending.
Well, I suppose. Well, no, I'd say the perfect time is when it comes out, because then you can experience all the new content.
But will it feel new if I've never, well, I've played Terraria, but if I have not really played Terraria through yet?
Yeah, I feel like then it'd feel even more new.
That's true. That's fair. But won't you want to go to all the new content and I'll be like, but what's all this other stuff?
Well, yeah, that's true. So what you're saying is you want to play Terraria sometime, right? That's what I'm hearing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've always said I've wanted to play Terraria. There's just so many other games I want to play a little bit more.
Yeah, they're just not as good, right? As Terraria, right?
Yeah. I enjoy garbage games. And for those of you, Terraria.
For those of you at home, I have over 600 hours on Terraria. Of course, I'm sure a lot of those were just AFK farming.
There was at least one time that I did start playing Terraria together with Jordan, but it was one day where I didn't have work, and we started playing, and we played for something like 8 or 9 hours straight, and it was a bad decision, and I regretted it, but I liked Terraria, and then we never played again, and I felt very sad because Jordan was excited to be playing Terraria with me.
I have bought Terraria for like 5 different of my friends. And played with like maybe 3 or 4 of them across all the years. It's probably one of my favorite games just ever. Maybe my favorite game ever.
What if I bought a second Raspberry Pi and put a Terraria server on it?
Boy, I would. Can you if you bought a Pi, could you have it run 2 servers simultaneously?
That sounds like a terrible idea, but you might be able to.
Well, what if no one is on one of them? I really want to make a Minecraft server. Just if I'm being frank.
If you buy the new Raspberry Pi that has the 4 gigabytes, that's going to be the maximum your server can have, which is decent but not great.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have 2 servers running simultaneously, they're both going to be taking up RAM. So if you have 4 gigabyte and you assign 2 gig to Minecraft, 2 gig to Terraria, that means each server is going to be pretty crappy.
Okay. Makes sense.
Also, the processor is what would be fine as long as there weren't a ton of things going on at both servers simultaneously.
TNT explosions.
Well, I'm thinking even of like when we play Minecraft, usually we'll set up some huge automated something or other that's just running even when we're not playing. And, like, that's going to be taking up the processor.
Oh, I would want to make a vanilla Minecraft server.
Oh, really? You wouldn't want any mods?
Yeah. That's the thing.
Not even computer craft?
That all the kids are... No! Computer craft. More like computer crap.
It's because you don't want to learn Lua programming.
Hey! Speaking of games that I love...
Okay.
Do you want to know what I've... Well, wait, no. Let me rephrase that. You know what... this is hard. You know what game I love?
Is it Terraria?
Well, yes. But I've talked about it before.
Yeah, I got it right.
I've talked about how much I loved Garden Warfare.
Yeah.
And I think I mentioned like the trailer like leaked a few weeks ago.
You did mention that.
What if I told you that they dropped the game this week?
It's out?
It's out.
Is this when you told me you had so much to talk about?
Yes. It's out, and if you buy it early, you save $10.
How much is it?
$40.
So it's the opposite of patient playing?
Yes. If you, like, I was like, okay, duh, of course I'm buying this, and you're giving me $10 off if I buy it now. But excuse me.
Why have I not heard of this at all? Where is this?
I know. Like, I was shocked that you, I was like, he's definitely going to hear about this by Saturday. So it technically releases next month, but if you buy it a month early, it's down to like $30. And I still had like an Origin subscription thing in play, so it was like $27.
That's crazy. Okay.
It's
huh.
It's not the final build, so it's buggy a little bit. It's a little unbalanced.
Oh, so they released it early access.
Yeah. That's why you save $10, because it's basically you're paying for the beta, and then you get the real game when it comes out. But I don't know what to, like, think of it. It, like, almost doesn't know what it is. It has the online mode. And it's really just, it's a huge game. It has, like, a huge open world hub. And it still has...
What?
Yeah, it's crazy. And there's so many new classes that I'm just... Yeah, I don't know what to think about it, honestly. And the movement and the mouse control seems a bit janky, so I'm really hoping that they like kind of smooth that out.
Okay.
But yeah, so I've played that a few times and it was fun, but hoping it gets more fun.
Everything you're saying is making me think that it's something I should wait on, because it's like if it's early access and they might improve it, that's the whole point of being patient, right? But then I don't want to. If you're playing it a bunch, I don't want to miss out on not being able to play it with you.
Also miss out on that $10.
Ten whole dollars.
You know what you can buy with $10?
Another video game.
Terraria.
Exactly.
4 times during the summer sale.
Oh, really? They drop it that low?
Yeah, it's $2.50. Oh, it's so good. Oh.
They should be getting close to, what's it, the... don't they have like a Dog Days of Summer Steam sale usually?
Oh.
Did they already did this the main summer sale, right?
Yes, they did.
Okay. I think sometimes I'll have another one, but I'm not sure. All right, Jordan. It's time.
Is it time?
Please.
Is it that time?
Yes, it is.
I'm looking up because I want you to you need to see it.
Okay, so for context, before we started the show, Jordan asked me about a little something that I had never heard about, and he was very excited that I'd never heard about it, and he can't wait to tell me about it. I still don't no idea what this is. He's called it the Nintendo Spank Belt.
So that was me being a half bit goofy. Also, I don't even know what it's called, so I don't know how to find the video.
You don't know what it's called, but you called it the Nintendo Spank Belt?
Quick, stall for me.
I'm doing my best here.
Do it.
I have no idea what it is.
It's not like showing up anywhere because no one knows what to call it.
Would you explain what it even, like, what the context of how, is this a new leak? What is this?
No, they announced it literally the day after the Direct. I found it. Okay. Oh my word, yes. Okay, here's the link. This is something you need to experience. Maybe I should have had you experience it before, but I really want to get you your live.
I'll describe it live for response. The audience.
Okay, the video link has been posted in the show notes.
Okay.
You don't need to watch the whole thing because it really is super repetitive.
Okay.
And doesn't explain anything.
The video is called First Look at a New Experience for Nintendo Switch, which is the most generic video title I could imagine. It's an official Nintendo video. What the heck? Okay, so there's a bunch of the typical Nintendo marketing millennials standing in a room holding what looks like a belt. Like a plastic rubber... Oh, now they're strapping Joy-Cons to their legs? What? Now we're in Paris. Okay, it looks like they're doing exercises with it. This is like a resistance band, but you strap... Now we're in Madrid, but you strap Joy-Cons into it. That woman is squeezing it with her thighs.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Okay, I'm pausing. I think I understand.
And it does why did that you... for another whole minute.
Why did you call it the spank belt?
Because there's a part where there's like a dad who's like squishing it back and forth, and it looks like a dad who's like getting his belt out. You know how you like how you like snap it?
Yeah.
People have already made GIFs of it saying, oh, here comes the dad with the spank belt. Here comes
Pappy. Oh my goodness. Okay, so this is just Nintendo's newest attempt at fitness, right? It's like a... That's so weird.
But also, so it's super uncomfortable. Please go to a minute and 6 seconds.
A minute and 6 seconds into this video.
Yes.
All right, we're in Dallas. That's a screaming... Oh, that woman is enthusiastically squishing it. Okay. I'm going to pause here for a moment.
Did you get to the woman on the ground yet?
Yeah. All right, Nintendo. Nintendo, you have to understand this. Okay. I understand. Oh my gosh!
Wait, no, keep going to a minute 15.
Oh, I was there. What did I miss?
You missed the guy thrusting into the air.
That's called the bridge pose, and it's very good for your back, Jordan.
Oh my. Okay, but look how old he is. Imagine sitting around like, oh, there's Uncle Bob. He's got his Nintendo thrust belt. What a fun video game. He's got the Joy-Con strapped to his thigh.
No. Okay, so here's my message to Nintendo. Yes, I understand putting a bunch of multi-ethnic, attractive millennials together playing the Switch is great marketing. Rooftop party, the classic Switch commercial is great. Never happens in real life. Maybe you get three nerds sitting around playing Smash Bros. Together. no one pulls it out at a party except for me, and people hate it when I do that. But hold on. Here's where I draw the line. Marketing is one thing. Pretending that anybody is going to get like five or six friends of differing ages and multi-ethnic backgrounds together to watch one person exercise.
Very enthusiastically. With just a huge smile on their face. Like, yes!
Yes, I'm my squeezing back feels this amazing. Rubber
ring with my thighs. Everyone, watch with me.
This has gone beyond silly marketing to the realm of the delusional. No one is ever going to use it that way, Nintendo. Stop pretending.
Ugh.
You should have shown the Wii Fit Trainer with it on in a room alone by herself, and people would have gotten the idea.
You are so right. That makes so much sense.
I don't need to think it's a party when I strap it to my thighs.
Oh, it's always also, a party when I strap it to my thighs.
Phrasing there. Yeah, I could have said that better. Or I could have said it exactly the way I did.
I think you said it perfectly. So this is a sneak peek. At the end of the video, it says, find out more September 12th.
And they didn't even mention it in the direct.
This was the day after the direct.
The day before.
Oh.
Thank you for sharing this with me. This was incredible.
Here's a comment here that says, first we had Nintendo Labo, now introducing Nintendo Strapo.
What the heck? And they didn't even give it a name. That was the worst possible way for them to introduce it, because everyone is just going to make inappropriate names.
I was Googling like Nintendo belt, Nintendo ring, Nintendo rubber ring. That's how I found it. It was a Nintendo rubber ring.
Wow. I mean, coming from the company that named a console the Wii. And the follow-up, the Wii U, I guess I can't be surprised that they... I mean, this thing could just be called the rubber ring. I don't know. Us.
Nintendo. Yeah, like, what does Labo even mean? With a name like Labo for their cardboard thing, I don't even know what they could come up with for this.
I don't know.
What if they had to delay it because they're like, we literally can't think of a good name for this thing.
Or so, good purpose.
Just put in there, find out more, September 12th, so we have an extra week to decide.
Wow, I appreciate you showing that to me. That was incredible.
Yep, I can't wait to get one when it comes out so that I can thrust without my friends watching me and while I hold it tightly between my thighs.
You know, that? Oh man, there's that one where she was just like going at it with her knees pressing together.
I know.
Wow, feel the burn.
When I saw that, I was like, I pictured, I know that that's not how that works, but I pictured like a woman giving birth like on the screen. And it's like, good job, keep pushing. Like, I know that that's not thighs, but I would play that. Yes, yeah, if honestly that was like a thigh birth giving game.
You have to stretch the rubber ring to match the birth canal.
Oh my gosh.
Here's what that trailer was missing. Here's exactly what that trailer was missing. It needed a 5-second shot of four different people all with their own rubber ring doing an exercise simultaneously.
I like the one at 1:15 where she's like squeezing it back and forth really quickly, really happy. So just four people just sitting there like eating.
Oh man. Okay, wow. I didn't know that existed in the world, and I don't think I needed to, but I'm glad I do.
I can't wait to find out more. September 12th. That's next Thursday. Which is, the day before Borderlands 3 comes out.
So you can be exercising with your thighs while playing Borderlands simultaneously.
Play now introducing a new way to play Borderlands 3 on Switch. Buy a Nintendo Ringo today. Sorry, Nintendo Strappo.
I did appreciate the YouTube comment that said, finally, a decent Smash controller.
Oh, no, wait. Overwatch support.
Oh, man.
You know how Overwatch is going to have, like, gyro controls on the Switch?
You're powered up. Get in there.
Yeah. People were, like, yeah, in the video, people were kind of using it, like, as a bow and arrow at some points.
Yeah, well, you know what? I have, you've met my friend Cody. There's a real, actual exercise device that is just a big metal bar that you twist like it's a bow and arrow, and you do that as a stretch and as a muscle exercise. So I'm sure they're trying to emulate that exercise. It's just so weird that it has to be strapped to a Nintendo Joy-Con.
Yep. And with your friends all watching you do it.
Honestly, normally at this point we jump into some conversation reigniters, but that video was so hot. I don't know. I don't know if we need them at this point.
I'm watching it again because it's so good. There's a part where she's just holding it in front of her and she's like doing a tippy tap dance. And it's like, it's not even using like the Joy-Con in it. She's just holding it in front of her.
Does she have the thing strapped to her thigh maybe?
Oh, I bet she does. Yep. You are so right.
Also, okay, hold on. I know I gave Nintendo a lot of crap for this video, but hold on. Why do we need to know that this works in Madrid and Dallas?
I didn't even think about that. And Paris.
Why is this beneficial?
You can play in Paris. You can play in Madrid. Play in Rome.
We know it's hot, but it's not illegal.
Kyoto.
Play with Keaton.
Play with at Keaton's house. With Keaton watching. With his binoculars. I like for Dallas, they show a field of cows. Because that's all we have here in Texas. It's just... We round up our cows on our horses every morning. That's why Switch is so great, because we can, you know, play the Switch while we're rounding up our cows.
And now you can ride your cows while doing exercises on your Switch.
Oh, heck
yes. In Dallas. And I know it works in Dallas because Nintendo told me it would.
Dude, every time. I know. How lucky are we? We're one of the six, cities they pointed out. How lucky are we riding our horses to work every day now that we can have a Joy-Con strapped to our legs?
Exactly. Then it'll count it as horse riding miles. Okay. Wow. I don't know if I have anything more I even could say at this point.
Nope. I'm done. That's it.
Thank you for joining us.
Marked off the list.
Thank you for putting up with our crap and listening to our podcast. We really appreciate it. I actually have forgotten to mention the last few weeks, we did set up an email account that I should start checking over at patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. So if you have any interest
in very professional
sending in a comment or a question or anything you'd like us to discuss
or a criticism
if you think we're just garbage, we are
dumb. Just do it. Dare you
fight me.
Bite me. Also, tune in next week for me literally talking about Borderlands 3 the whole time, because next week's episode will release after Borderlands 3 is out.
If we're really late on the episode, know that it's because I couldn't stop him from playing Borderlands 3.
It's because I just wouldn't pick up my phone. And he was like, Jordan, are you okay? Please respond. But also, really, I'll just be in my room with my Nintendo Spank belt. Just grinding away. You know?
No comment.
Okay, but goodbye.
Bye. We'll be right back.